Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
AM 580 is coming to you from Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication, made possible by a generous grant from Alice and Robert Campbell. It's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat open at 12:04, down 22 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 11:38, down 41 on the open. May, 11:51, down 14. July, 10:42, down 15. September, 10:50, down 22.5. December, 10:50, down 20. July of 2009, 9:64, down 16 on the open. March corn opened at 5:43, down a quarter on the open. May, 5:55.5, down 3/4. July, 5:67, down 3/4. September, 5:65.5, down a half. December, 5:64.5, down 1. March of 2009, 5:72, down 1. July, 5:77, down 1. December of 2009, 5:39.5, down 3 on the open. March beans open at 15:07, up 8.5 on the open. May, 15:22, up 9.5. July, 15:37, up 13.25. August, 15:15, up 7. November, 14:28, up 4. January, 14:23, down 10.5. March, 14:25, down 7. May, 14:16, down 14. July of 2009, 14:34, unchanged. November, 13:66, down 1 on the open. March soybean meal opened at $3.75.50, up $2 on the open. May, $3.84.50, up $3.80. March soybean oil opened at $67.10, up $45 on the open. May, $67.96, up $66. March feeders open at $104.30, down $35 on the open. February live cattle open at $93.72.5, up $17.5 on the open. April lean hogs open at $60.60. Down 65 on the open, and March bellies opened at 89, up 2.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is just around the corner. It's next Tuesday, March 4th. We'll see you at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, with registration beginning at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time, 7:15 a.m. Central. Among the speakers, Dan Bossi of Ag Resource in Chicago and Glenn Ring of Glenn Ring Enterprises in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Full details are on our website at willag.org. The 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company, the Andersons, and Cargill. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. We're looking forward to your program next week. That'll be a nice one to go to.
I think it could be potentially a very interesting day, and I feel like by the end of the day, producers ought to have a better handle than they did when they came in on both corn and beans. I can't imagine.
We hope so, at least for 2 hours or so.
Until the next curveball comes from USDA or somewhere else. And speaking of curveballs, I guess I want to begin today talking about the U.S. dollar, because this week it has been busily setting all-time lows. And the question I have for you essentially is one of macroeconomics. Is there a point when the U.S. dollar is too low and it hurts everything?
Yeah, and we're probably getting there right now, Dave. I mean, the food versus fuel debate has been turned up another notch here, we think. You know, we've lost about 3.5% on the dollar since the end of January. That's in respect to poor economic data. and in respect to estimates and expectations on another Fed rate cut. At the same time, about the same period of time, the crude oil for the April futures has rallied about 20%. That's coming off the low of around 86.34 in April futures, and that was the February 7th low for April crude. So you've got this issue where even though gas stocks in the United States are up about 8% above the five-year average, and we're running about 12 million barrels above last year at this time, and crude oil stocks, even though we're still a little bit below last year at this time, we've been in a nice trajectory of building supplies the last 4 to 5 weeks in a row. You've got this crude oil running to all-time highs. It's not on strong global demand. It's really on anticipation of another Fed rate cut and that weakening dollar, and it really is getting to be more of a speculative issue when it comes to the food versus fuel debate, because not only is that helping the crude, but it's helping our food prices go higher as well. And now what we're seeing, I think finally what we're seeing, the last 4 or 5 years we had a demand-led market, and then last August we tried to throw down a marker and say, look, this is changing to a supply-side issue where weather and supply is starting to lead the market price. Well, now we're throwing down another marker right here ahead of this next Fed meeting next week, that this is now getting to the point where the Fed, by reducing interest rates to keep the economy strong, they're also increasing food and fuel prices to the point where the government, the policymakers, the central bankers around the world are starting to look at this one issue very, very seriously. And what we're looking at now is by throwing down this next marker here, we're saying the policymakers are going to probably have to do something before the elections here in the United States. They're going to have to do something over in China before the Olympics. What we're getting at is the analysis is saying more Fed rate cuts is just going to cause more and more headaches down the road for commodity demand as we get into the second half of 08, especially using marketing year terms of September through September. So macroeconomically, the weaker dollar now is, we think, starting to hurt and kill off some of our future demand here in a pretty significant manner, because once these policymakers make a change, they won't move very quickly back to allowing the free markets float again. So it's very disconcerting to us right now.
Well, then let's take that back to corn and beans, and let's begin with the beans. And let me just frankly ask you, is beans set up to be the next wheat?
They could be, and that's the problem the farmers facing right now. As it is, are we going to get most of our rally and most of our feel good market early in the year this year? Because let's face it, China has been the major issue here in the veg oil markets, and they're talking again that we're going to have to raise output in China. Well, that's fine and dandy, but you're not going to do anything about the near right here and right now time period. And the government is preparing to increase their veg oil reserves before the Olympics in August. And so in the here and now, the beans and the government policy and all these things that we just talked about, the near term would say you've got more upside, and the beans could very well become what the wheat has done already. And we can't discard the wheat either. I mean, we've got new information from our end users around the world that are saying there's not enough weather premium factored into this wheat market yet. We're still running here from the idea, Dave, and the theory that at either 1290 March futures or by the time we get to the first notice day, which we hit today, that time frame would bring us a major high in front-end wheat, and it would take more new weather problems and new crop July wheat to be able to keep wheat going higher. We're still in that camp right now, but our end-user people are telling us is that we've got our needs covered, but they're not priced, and we don't know what the price is going to be. And if we have weather issues, we're going to have to come in and buy the futures. So beans and wheat still are very much in play. Corn maybe has the least amount of upside until we start talking about planting delays. They're the ones that could be, the corn could be the one that comes in the near term when all of a sudden we have some major river valleys flood and we start talking planting delays, and Chicago says, well, looky here, we've been buying bean acres here the last 2 weeks. Why are we doing that? Because all of a sudden the weather maps are starting to show we're not going to get any of our nitrogen down in the spring like we wanted to and we've been able to do the last 3 years. We may be, you know, we'll start to hear probably Chicago talk about planting delays as early as late next week. So these things in the short term could keep these markets very explosive, and our only answer right now, and it has been, is keep doing the bought puts in the corn and in the wheat. Don't make a lot of cash sales in corn until you see that crop out of the ground. For the beans, I think you can take a little bit more exposure on cash selling, especially if you do seed type contracts. But make sure you have those new crop bushels covered immediately with call positions.
Do you want to do additional bought puts in corn at this time?
Well, we're going to move casually into that 50 to 60% sold in 08 corn at this point, Dave, because we are hitting that major target price of close to 575 D's corn. We're getting within 10 or 15 cents of our swing objective on March corn of 560. One of the nicest things about corn is you've still got that trend line underneath you, that trend line of support that we've been talking about for many, many weeks now. That's running right around the 517 area in March corn.
The one from last October.
Exactly
so
right.
Picture that.
Exactly right. And that's a really nice trend line that if you haven't made a lot of sales and in both 07 and 08, you've got that trend line fairly close to the market. It's about 30 cents away from the market right now. But that's not much in these types of swings that we've been seeing. So you break that trend line, though, and you see that combined with a break in the stock market, and you see the dollar start to bottom, I think you can put one and two and three together and say, let's get a little bit more aggressive on our cash markets.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Take care.
You too. Mike Zuzulo, Risk Management Commodities. You're listening to WILO Urbana.